Well, we just talked to Bruce Bochy, the Rangers skipper, getting everybody fired up for opening day today, 3:05 against the Red Sox at Globe Life. And it's time now to talk to another legend. We usually do this also on opening day. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is the Ranger great, the Baseball Hall of Famer, one of the greatest pitchers of all time. It's Nolan Ryan. Good morning, Nolan.
You guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
Sorry about that. I'm a little busy this morning.
What you doing?
I'm sitting here in the field dressing a Burmese python and having a little coffee, which I'm drinking out of the coconut half shell that I got off of Amelia Earhart Island, where she was eaten to death by them giant crabs.
Oh, right, right.
And I went there to look for her over spring break, and I found her skeleton there, and I buried it, but I forgot to tell anybody that I found her finally, but...
Oh, my God. That's big news.
Yeah, I know, and the only thing I really kept from the island was, you know, one of them coconut shells that the skeleton was using as a bra, so I drank coffee out of it.
Jeez.
How y'all doing?
Okay.
We're doing okay.
We're doing great, and I know you always love opening day.
I do, and I just wanted to say that... I was just listening to your Bruce Bochy interview there and really enjoyed that. I like Bruce, and I like that his voice can really bottom out there and talk real low. I mean, you know, to me it sounds kind of like his breath always kind of permanently smells like this morning's coffee and last night's cigar, you know. You get that feeling?
Yeah, he's your kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a man's man, and I like that and that.
Yeah, he caught you. You guys were Astros teammates for a short time.
We were inside. I'm excited for him, and I'm excited that the Rangers having their opening day there at the ballpark. And, opening day in baseball is very special to me and Ruth, and it was very good to us. And,
sure.
Because I remember back before I went fully feral and started living completely off the land, you know, wearing only a loincloth and killing all my wild game by strangulation while quoting scripture to them until their eyes went gray. I used to play in the major leagues. I don't know if y'all remember that.
Yes, we knew that.
I used to do no-hitters a lot.
Yeah,
do no-hitters.
And I think I haven't checked the standings, but I still hold the career strikeout record.
Yes, you do. By a mile.
No one's touching it.
You know who doesn't hold that career strikeout record?
Who?
That punk-ass John Daniels.
Okay. You know, enough time has passed, I would think.
No, George, it hadn't. And that guy was the worst. He tried to do one of them coup de tête on me. And, when I was the leader of the Baseball Rangers organization. And I shut that down pretty quick. I threw him in a leg lock and ran his face to a birthday cake. But... And it was a three-tier deal, too, so his got humiliated in triplicate.
Well, I don't know if you still keep up with the Rangers, but what do you think they're going to do this year? Are they going to be any good?
Well, Craig, I don't keep up with them as well as I should. I know, I don't get newspapers way out here in the country, particularly since I have no known fixed address. And so I can't keep up with what's happening, but are the pitchers still real soft and have pitch counts and all that now?
Yeah,
that's just kind of the way it goes now.
It's not the way I played.
You never had a pitch count?
Well, I did. My pitch count ranged anywhere from 200 to between innings Tommy John surgery.
innings.
Nothing ever stopped me. I just keep going, you know.
Right.
But I'm going to try to be there today at the Globe Life. I got to get my horse saddled up. I'm about 250 miles away right now.
And, well, you better get it.
I know, and that's why I'm going to use a saddle. You know, I usually ride bareback Apache style, but for... opening day, I'm going to throw that saddle up on there and support the organization. But But I think the Rangers are going to be pretty good from what I understand. They got a good good group of guys and other generic phrases like that. I don't know. You know, they have so many new rules now. I know the games, what are they down to, like 45-minute games now?
Or not that quick.
No,
but
not that quick.
Yeah, I would, you know, we would do 6-hour games. That's what I like doing. I like pitching until it felt like my arm was going to fall off. Yeah.
Now, baseball couldn't keep going like that. They had to speed it up a little bit.
I can still throw over 90 miles an hour. I don't know if you know that, but I don't, obviously, I don't play professionally anymore, but I still play every week.
And what?
I play against the Alvin Aardvarks. They're a team of baseball playing snow monkeys live on my
mind. That's really what the snow monkeys are up to.
Yeah, they're in the snow monkey AL West. And Ruth and I scare up a team of local farmers, and we try to beat them. But they're good. We made a deal with them that if we can beat them in a 7-game series, they have to move back to Japan and go back to making anime rather than mayhem. But they're so dang good, they've been in Alvin for over 25 years now, so we can't top them, I tell you.
They just keep winning.
Wow.
Part of it, the problem is these farmers out here can't play worth a crap. About a third of the guys only have one arm because they lost one chewed up in a combine over the years.
Golly.
So it's a real struggle to beat them snow monkeys back.
I would think, though, that they couldn't get a hit off of you.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the snow monkeys, what they do is they'll send one of the – when one of them's up at bat, they'll send another one out there to come and attack me on the mound and I'm panicking because I'm trying to get the snow monkey off my back because I got one eye on him and the other eye on the pitch clock because we do the pitch clock too.
Oh, you have the pitch clock rule.
Wow. And about half the time I can't get the pitch off before the pitch clock.
Well, you got a lot to work with there, man.
Well, we do, and we appreciate y'all calling out here.
I always enjoy using
my one phone call from the country to talk to you guys.
Well, happy opening day.
Happy opening day to you and your entire organization.
Thank you.
We'll see you. All right, there's Nolan here on opening day. 8:48 on the ticket.